Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. Hi, you guys. God bless you all. Hello. Welcome to the Global Vision for Living Today show. Oh, my God. We certainly need a vision right now. Excuse my voice. You know, I've been tossing and turning all night over the condition of the world. And I know I've got to sort of stop. But I cannot, because you live and he lives in all of us. The name of the Lord is a mighty fortress. I'm going to say that again. The name of the Lord is a mighty fortress. God, the one called Jehovah at Psalm 83:18, has sent his son Jesus to offer redemption from sin, death, and damnation here on earth. He said, come and taste life's water free. But we see there is some that cannot seem to do that. Can I get an amen? There are some that cannot do that. But at this point in our juncture, you are here and we are here to praise the mighty name of the Lord. We have Colonel Harrison with us today. You know what? We have almost 300 episodes of our Global Vision show for you guys. I mean, the time sure has flown, but I know you're here to hear comments how the name of the Lord is a mighty fortress. My daddy used to say, you can make your mouth say anything, but your feet, you cannot. So you know what? We're going to jump right into it. Colonel Harrison, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Dr. Capitina, listening audience. Thanks for asking, and glad to be on the show again.
I sure am glad, too. Well, the topic again is the name. The name of the Lord is a mighty fortress. Oh, my God. People need a fortress today, because when they open up their door and they look out their window, they see and they say something is not right. I've ate my Wheaties. I've gotten to my job on time. I haven't harmed or cursed anybody out today, but something is not right. I look to the left, doom and damnation. I look to the right, doom and damnation. I go on my job, doom and damnation. And some are saying, I sit up in the church, doom and damnation. Oh, my God, what can I do? What can I do? Well, the name of the Lord is a mighty fortress. And any and all that needs salvation from anything, salvation from alcohol and drug abuse, you need salvation from the doctor's comments last week, then you got cancer in an hour to live. I mean, oh, my God. We surely need a mighty fortress. And we don't have to leave our bed. We don't have to leave our home. We don't have to leave our neighborhood. The Bible says, if you call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. So salvation is right at your fingertips. Salvation is sitting there right at your feet. Salvation is right here for the asking. Salvation is right here for the taking. But it says, scripture says, the name of the Lord is a mighty fortress. Some say, oh, well, I see you got Psalm 83:18 on here. I see that all the time. I never heard of that name. I sat in church for 1,000 years, but I never heard of that name. You know, it is really bad out there. It's really bad out there. I don't want to know about Rufus's name. He has no power in his hands. Talk to me about the one who said, I made it all. In the beginning, I means one, me, I. So anyone with that kind of power, he's got to be a mighty fortress. Colonel, talk to us about that Psalm 83:18 name, please.
Psalm 83:18, certainly. Powerful psalm, one of the most powerful of the 150 psalms. And it says that men might know that he whose name is Jehovah is the most high over all the earth. So that means that my name, your name, anyone else's name, no matter what name our parents gave us, no matter how attractive the name may sound, how beautiful the name is, or how well the name may be written or spelled.
Oh,
the
my
only
goodness.
Name that is the greatest name on the face of the earth is God Jehovah. God Jehovah. Powerful name. Because all power is in the hands of God, the Creator, and He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. So God Jehovah is the God of the Jews, and He's the God of the Gentiles. The Bible speaks of two classifications of people. It speaks of Jew and Gentile. It doesn't speak of race. So God Jehovah is the Creator over all people and all things. Amen.
Amen, most certainly. So we know if that's the case, and it is, there's no if about it, then we know that name is the name to run to when the doctors, the lawyers, and everybody you know got something bad to say. That name. If a person, Colonel Harrison, doesn't know about the attributes of that name, what advice can we give them?
Yeah, well, we certainly can encourage them to get to know that name several ways. One, they can pray and their name will be revealed to them. Another way, they can find a teacher. And when I say find a teacher, there are teachers on the radio, there's teachers on the television, but I'm talking about a teacher that teaches the Bible line by line, word by word, precept by precept. Someone who can teach them who Jehovah is, and they can go to the book of Genesis, which is a relatively easy first book of the Bible to read, and a Jehovah name will be revealed as the Creator in the first book of the Bible called Genesis.
Excellent. And you know what, Colonel Harrison, along with that, I'm thinking about this. There's some people walking around on 2 feet that bears that name, Jehovah. So I would say, you know what? Find somewhere. Find now. Now we can say find. Find means to look and locate. There's some people walking around. Rain, shine, sleet of hail on crutches, wheelchairs, being pushed around, being driven around, and talking about that God named Jehovah. They're bearing his name. So who else would you want to go to or find but the one bearing that name? Check them out. They will come into your house with food and gifts and everything and sit right down. Hey, I see some hands going up here now because I'm telling the truth. They will do what Jesus told them to do. And that's go ye therefore. Go means you got to start walking. Get out of your house. All you got to do, pick up your phone, Google, just put that name in there. Put Jehovah's name in there. They'll come up. All over the world they are. You don't have to look all day, all night long. You don't have to look till you die. Still ain't got nothing. The psalmist said 70 or 80. So how long do we have to keep on looking? How long do we have to keep talking and looking? He said, doers, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. You don't get nothing. But just being a hearer, the word comes to you by being heard and, of course, faith thereafter. But he said, go ye therefore. What else did anyone have to say? And you know what? I found out that the witnesses have rented some big stadium where they're having some kind of sports event. And they got these little push carts. I know you've seen women carrying them, baskets, and they tape their literature onto that, and they just walk down the street with all kind of Bible literature, stacks of Bibles in that, and they call them the Rolling Brigade. They're going to be at some stadium where there's thousands. And they said all they're going to do is walk around on the edges of the stadium. If anybody want anything, oops, there it is. I mean, we got to start thinking out the box. How are you going to reach more than 3 people unless we think out the box? Hold it. Some just said, is that your goal? Is that your aim? Is that really what you want to do? You want to drive them nigh unto self. That is ingenious. When I read it, oh, my God, I almost myself collapsed. I said, wow, this is very ingenious. So right now, since we know the name of the Lord is a mighty fortress, how should we be acting as a so-called human being, Colonel Harrison, since we know the name of God, the name of the Lord is a mighty fortress? If you ain't got it, call on the name. If you need it, call on that name. If the doctor didn't say it 2 days, call on that name. If your kids is hungry at your feet, call on that name. You got eviction notice, you really better be calling on that name. Colonel Harrison, how can that happen?
We should act in awe of that name, awe, in reverence of that name, in fear of that name, in honor of that name, in praise of the name Jehovah, because he is the creator, and God created mankind to and for his glory. So he wants us to glorify him in the earth, and we have to humble ourselves before the almighty hand of God. Most people are the have a problem because some don't believe there is a God. And Psalm 14 says, a fool saith in his heart, there is no God. So we act in reverence. We act in awe. We act in fear. We act in honor. And we act in holiness in honor of that great name, Jehovah God, the Creator.
Well, that sounds like a hard thing to do. Is that really hard for a person that perhaps never heard the name? I know they've heard it on almost 300 episodes here. Never heard the name. No one ever taught the name. I've heard people, I'm telling you all, I have heard people sit up and say they've been in church for 30 years. They said they never heard that name, Jehovah. You know what I find? I really find that hard to believe, but I don't think they were telling a story. No one gets up and talks about, and Jehovah this, and the true God, Jehovah that. Have you called on your Bishop Mims used to get up? He wouldn't speak to you. He would come out in the pulpit, stand up there and just look around, wouldn't even sit down. They'd be trying to get him by shoulder blades. He said, do you know God? And preach sermons for 5-10 minutes and say, okay, that's it. Go on and get you something to eat. And he'd walk off. Oh, they jump on the clap. They thought it was something. Because he knew with a bunch of rhetoric, these people done heard that before. These people ain't done nothing about that before. These people, they could care less about that. They just came to get out the house. Oh, well, it's Sunday. I better, like a mechanical robot, I better run on over here. And I'm all sane. And you know what? It is no wonder we are having problems with people wanting to get to know God. But I tell you what, you're on this show, that's what you're going to get, because we have found out the name of the Lord is a mighty fortress. What else can that name do, Colonel Harrison, in people's lives today?
That name can bring about a change in people's lives for the better. It can change the direction that they're going in. They're going in a way that they're dissatisfied with, displeased with, unhappy with, and so forth and so on. In the name of Jehovah, seeking Jehovah, the true and living God, through the Holy Bible, beginning with the book of Genesis, you will find it will teach and they'll learn who he is and how he wants mankind to live. God is no respecter of person. God created mankind equal in his own image and likeness. So God will change the direction of our lives for the better. And so we just have to get to know who he is through the instructions that are in this book called the Holy Bible, which is the greatest book that has ever been written. The traditional American King James edition, 66 books. So they just have to change their ways, turn around, and find out through the Bible, or teacher of the Bible, how God wants them to live.
My God, that certainly is true. And you know what? Hey, you guys, you can obey Mama. Mama ain't got eternal life under her shoulder blade. You can obey Father. He ain't got nor eternal life in his loins. You can obey LAPD. You can obey the President of the United States. They have no soul-stirring salvation. They have promises. So did Satan. Remember, Satan say, oh, no. Oh, is it really so? Is it really so? He said that. And if he said it, what did he mean? Did he really mean what he said? No other name given under heaven and on earth by which man may be saved. No other name. Look it up in your Bible. You don't have to even know the Bible. Just turn to the back. You have a concordance. No other name. So you can stop searching. You can stop looking in crystal balls. You can stop believing everything that is said on this earth. No other name. You know what? I wish I was able to get on the rooftop and just talk for about an hour on that name. No other name. I bet you they'd be falling to the ground then. Because people need to know that there's power in that name. It's resurrection power. You don't hear that. I heard somebody say, Doctor, have you heard any of these people talk about the resurrection? I said no. Easter, you hear all about that. Because most people don't know rising from the dead and a resurrection. Hey, hallelujah, it's two different things. They don't know that. You ask the average person in any church what the meaning of a resurrection is. They ain't going to tell you. You know why? Because they ain't been taught. Somebody was saying, Doctor, why ain't nobody out there on the street? And I was in a particular church. I won't name it. I said, because they haven't been taught to go. They've been taught to, but they have not been taught. They have not been taught how to reach others in your street ministry. You know what? Standing people out like wild dogs I'm going to stop right there. They have not been taught. There's a way to walk on a porch. There's a way to stop somebody walking on the street. You don't know if they got a knife under their sleeve. There is a way to approach people that look disheveled. In an instant, your eyes got to flash up and down. What do they have on? Where am I at? What's over behind their shoulder? Oh, look at that house behind. In a split second, they got to be taught what to look for, what not to say. Don't run up there with no script. There's organization. Every one of them say the same thing. Every one of them open the door up to, do you know who God is? There is a script. You just don't turn people loose. Oh, well, yeah, they're out there. Your name is involved on that. The name of Jesus is involved on that. See, the name of Jehovah is involved on that. And these people are just the walking dead. That's why almost 10% is left. What you going to do with the 90% chewing on the 10? Oh, you ain't got to go. Oh, he ain't nothing. Oh, that N ain't nothing. He ain't saying nothing. He ain't about nothing. Oh, my God. How are they going to stand? And I'm so glad Colonel Harrison has his ministry, and he doesn't play. He's not standing for God's glory because he know he ain't going to get God's glory. God's been around billions of years. And somebody told me yesterday, said Satan and the devil been around for billions of years. Him and his fallen angels, they're smart. And then I asked him, I said, well, do you know when Satan came down? Now, this was a world-renowned minister. I said, now, if you're talking to me, I'm going to call you out. So you might not want to do that. I'm calling you all the way out. When did Satan come down having great wrath? History tells and it shows it. But to get to the point, that name Jehovah identifies a person. I went into a jail to see someone, and they was trying to rough me up. I said, wait a minute. Jehovah is my God. And they looked startled a little bit, and the one of them said, well, you already got a license. And the other one said, hey, lady, go on past. Name got me in there. Jehovah's my God. And we can, you can use that too. Anytime something rough come up, Satan is nibbling at your heels, you don't know where you're going to get your next meal from, just say Jehovah is my God. And that God ain't going to let you down, because you are telling the world that there is a God, and you're telling a world what that God's name is. And if you say it with sincerity, watch him in an instant, faster than a speeding bullet. Hallelujah. Jehovah is going to come to your rescue. Colonel Harrison, let's name some steps how people can get in a position to be blessed by God because of that name. Now, we already know we don't want to frighten anybody off, but we're going to tell you like it is. We're not here to waste your time. And I know 70 or 80, 80 with special mightiness, I'm not going to play with that God. Whoever's rattling, I see some friction here, I'm going to get you off the show. I'm going to hit this X, and I'm going to disconnect you. If I hear a lot of moving around, give Jehovah his glory. You ain't that important to try to do two and three things at one time. I'm talking to the one that's doing that. I'll say it again. You are not that important. Give God 5 minutes of your time a week if you can't do nothing else. Don't get on this show that's only 30 minutes a week and start rattling things. You are not that important, because if I ask you 3 questions, I'm going to find out that you ain't really what you're trying to be. Stop the noise. Thank you, whoever you are. Colonel Harrison, let's name a few ways that a person can come to be the friend of God. Obviously, if you know a person's name, chances are they're a friend. We want God to be our friend. He's done too much for us not to be. He sent his son, his only begotten son. He didn't have 8 or 9. I found out Ben Franklin, what's his name? Yeah, Benjamin. One of the signers on either the Constitution or the Declaration, his mama had 17 kids. And it talked about how the father took them in threes and put 3 here, 3 there, 3 here and there, and he watched them, and whatever they acted like they wanted to do, he would have his friends skill them. See, people were close to each other. You send your daughter, I do her hair. I send my son, you cut his hair. I mean, 17 kids, can you imagine that? And half of the world done had an abortion. 17, they didn't have that then. And they worked the fields, they did this. And of course, he said he wanted to be a fisherman, and his father wouldn't let him. And there's a story behind that. But read and find out more than what's at the grocery store. Learn of him. You know, it's easy for us to walk in both. I know Psalms. I know Genesis. I know Jebediah. I know Jehoiakim. I know. But the proof is in the pudding. He said, the one serving Jehovah is a mighty army. If you ain't got no mighty army, I'm not playing around. You better check yourself. Check what you're doing. Check your walk. But how can a person get Jehovah's name under their tongue so that when trouble arises, the old women used to say, he's right there. He's right on time. You can't beat him. Colonel Harrison, how can we make that happen?
Surrender to him. So first, surrender to God.
How do we surrender to God? How does a person surrender to God?
By changing our ways, yielding our ways, changing our actions, mm-hmm. changing the things that we do that we know mm-hmm. that's not pleasing to us, and things that we do are not pleasing to us, then it's certainly not pleasing to God. So we have to change our ways, our actions, and the things that we do. And then next, pray. Pray unto God. And then I have, thirdly, I have here, learn about God. Learn who he is. So surrender, pray, and learn who God is. And once you go through those 3 steps.
Okay, excuse me, Colonel. When we pray, you're advising thousands to pray. What are they going to pray about? When you say pray, I did, you mean, and pray to Jehovah in the name of his son Jesus that you might be saved, that your family might. What are they going to pray about? Tell us when you say and pray. Add a little meat on that bone. How shall we pray that God hear us? What condition should we be in for God to hear us? The Bible says there's some God don't hear. So why don't you break down that pray to God? We have time.
You have to be in position. Pray unto God for a change in their lives. Number one. No, number one, pray that God will reveal himself to them. In spirit, number two, pray that God will bring about a change in their lives. And when they do that, number three, as they get into reading the scriptures, God will start revealing himself to them through the Holy Scriptures. God hears the prayers of those who strive to live a life that's pleasing unto God. God hears the prayers of those, the prayers of talk, it's a conversation as we're having now on the phone. So God hears the prayers of those who are striving to live a life that's pleasing unto him. So we have to humble ourselves, we have to pray unto God as to who he is, that he will reveal himself to us, and what it is he wants us to do in life, how he wants us to live our life, and what it is specifically he wants us to do. Whether he wants us to witness for him, whether he wants us to be an example for him, whether he wants to serve in the church, whether he wants to go out in the world, be an evangelist, visit the sick and shut in, or whether he visit those in prison, or with a jail ministry, and those kinds of things.
I sure am glad you said that, because the world is in an uproar this morning. Anybody claiming to be a Christian in China got to get out. They show them being beat over the head with rods and some being killed. And the world now is in mourning, saying this is the beginning really of the end. So, hey, y'all out there, I know you heard what Colonel Harrison said. You ain't got time to just keep sitting around listening and hearing, sitting around listening and hearing, because you ain't going to be able to do that. That's right. So they closing up churches, burning them down over there, and all of that. And that's just the beginning. It's not even the beginning of sorrows. So whatever Colonel Harrison just said, you better do it, and you better do it now. My daddy used to say, while it is day, you ain't going to be able to keep sitting around. They come throwing Bibles on the ground, setting them afire with cans of look like cooking oil and all that. What we're telling you is real. You can keep sitting. You can keep talking. God is a God of action. What you already know, you ought to be about doing it. What you already done heard for a trillion years, what do you keep sitting there listening to that for? You need to get out of there. And I know some of these churches have valiant men. That's what it says. Choose you valiant. Don't choose no punk to do God's work. Don't choose no active alcoholic to go out there and do nothing, say nothing for God. Don't choose a beggar. Been begging every year for 1,000. Don't choose them. Them is not valiant men to represent the God of the universe. Get out your own self. If you a valiant man, we need valiant men. Hey, all of y'all hear me. Valiant women, pull your skirts up too around your kneecap and get out of there. God is a God of promises, and he done promised you eternal life. You need to be about his business. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Colonel Harrison. I love him as a host. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living today. There's no other God. There's no other name. There's nothing given under heaven and on earth by which you might be saved, and that name is Jesus. Jesus said, no one gets to the Father except through me. Did you hear what I just said? Tune in next week for part two, the name of the Lord, because you ain't going to be able to call on the president's name. Oh, no, this show is over. God bless you. Have a great weekend, and we will look to hear you spirit on next Saturday, same time, same location. God bless you. Have a great weekend.